Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Deflategate scandal takes center stage once again today for the National Football League. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady meets with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell this morning in New York to formally appeal a four-game suspension for next season. The punishment resulted from a league conclusion that Patriots footballs were deliberately deflated during the team's first playoff game last year, and that Brady had at least some awareness of the rule's violation. What makes the appeal unusual is that it's being made to the same person who approved the punishment, Commissioner Goodell. With us this morning to talk about all this is Mike Reese of ESPN.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
Mike, what's the primary issue in the appeal? Is it Tom Brady's guilt or innocence, or is it whether four games is too severe a punishment?
Well, it's a little bit of both, Bob, but I think the main thing that Tom Brady and the NFL Players Association Council that's representing him are going to focus on is the Wells report. And that's the report that the league commissioned to investigate the Patriots and their underinflated footballs. And that report determined that it was more probable than not that Tom Brady had knowledge that there was something going on that was illegal, the underinflating of the footballs.
The commissioner has said he believes the report about the Patriots' role in deflating footballs seems clear to him. He signed off on the four-game suspension. He also said recently he has an open mind. So is it reasonable to think that he can fairly review these issues, or does he come in with a mindset?
Well, he's said he has an open mind, Bob. I think it's unusual that the person that authorizes the punishment is the one hearing the appeal. And from Tom Brady's perspective, I think that's the big question going into today's appeal. What kind of hearing is Roger Goodell going to run? Is there going to be enough time for the witnesses that they want to call? And it should be noted, while today is the first day of the appeal, they have set aside Thursday as well, should they need a second day. And the sense I get from talking to people around Brady is that they would expect it to go to a second day, if not longer than that.
All right, so Tom Brady's before Roger Goodell today. What's his best argument?
I think his best argument is that this Wells report that the NFL has commissioned is inconsistent and takes circumstantial evidence and makes a big leap. He can say, how can you go from here to this extreme penalty? That would be his best argument.
All right. On the other side, the NFL said a while ago that it was disappointed in Brady for not releasing all communications, meaning text messages, etc., between himself and the people on the Patriots team who were the ball handlers.
So he got the four-game suspension, and you could almost break that down to two games for the act, you know, that the Wells report said he was generally aware of, and the other two games for the lack of cooperation. And the NFL takes that very seriously. So if Tom Brady is now willing to share that information, perhaps that changes the picture.
You think he's likely to cough it up, the information, the text messages, et cetera?
It wouldn't surprise me, Bob, because I think in retrospect, looking back, when Brady did not share that information, that might have been a misstep on his part.
What do you think the likely outcome of the hearing is going to be?
I think the likely outcome, Bob, is that it'll take some time, first and foremost, before we get a ruling. This isn't something where you have the appeal and then you get your answer tonight or even later this week. It's going to take some time. And if you look at past cases that the NFL has heard, appeal cases, many of them do get reduced. So I think it's fair, you know, to look at it and say a two-game suspension might be a likely end result. But then you follow that up with the question, is that acceptable to Tom Brady? If he is indeed set on complete exoneration, and perhaps then he continues the fight trying to go to federal court.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike Reese, as always, thank you very much for your insight.
Thanks for having me, Bob.